Because that's the bottom line.
Let's go over our plays today in the NBA. And yes, we're going to play both zigzags tonight. But game number one, it is Cleveland. 3.5-point favorite over Detroit in this one. And yes, Detroit lost the last game. We are going to take them in the zigzag going forward today. And this is one where, to be quite honest, I feel a lot better about this one than I do the next one. I'm taking Detroit, getting the 3.5 in this one. This line opened at 3.5. It's still 3.5. That should tell you a little something. Total here, 213.5. 96% of the tickets and money is on the over. I love the under in this one. Give me under 213.5 in Detroit and Cleveland. It's not a complete reverse line move because this line hasn't moved, but close to a line freeze. We will take under the 213 Detroit and Cleveland. But I am taking Detroit on the zigzag. I feel a lot better about this one than I do the next one because it's Lakers and Thunder, game four. It could be over for LeBron after tonight. No way. He'll come back next year, either with the Lakers or somebody. But this line opened with Thunder. 10.5-point favorites. They're up to an 11.5-point favorite in this one. Zigzag says, yeah, you got to take the Lakers here in this one. I'm going to take the Lakers based on principle alone. Excuse me. But I'm certainly not going to be really rushing out to get this one because I can promise you this might get ugly. And the could it be the old gentleman's sweep? I don't think so, but I'll take double-digit points. Double digits with the OKC. Yeah, we talked about it. 3-0 straight up this year. 0-3 against the spread. So they are legitimate worries against the number. Maybe not straight up. So, yeah, both zigzags, Detroit and Lakers. And I'm going under in the first one. 213.5, Detroit and Cleveland. What about the major leagues? What about some games we like from a handicapping perspective day in Major League Baseball? We do see that one of the games that we like is two really good pitchers tonight in Toronto. 7.5 is where this total opened. It's down to 7. Toronto opened to minus 141 here. They're down to minus 130. It's Toronto and Tampa. Two of my favorite pitchers. Drew Rasmussen for the Rays, Kevin Gausman for the Blue Jays, two of my favorite pitchers. That's why you've seen this total go down from 7.5 to 7. One of the few numbers on the board where you see even money kind of both ways on the total here. Yeah, I'm going under in this game. Tampa and Toronto, but I'm also taking the Rays. You're going to give me a team that's moved this much on the road. I honestly feel like I have the better team, and I have the better starting pitcher, and that's saying something with Kevin Gausman going on the mound in this one. Moneyline money is split right down the middle. I'm going to take Tampa. Getting money on the road in Toronto here tonight. Love the under in this one, too. Let's go with the Rays and the under in Toronto tonight. One more game that might pique a little interest. Seattle is pretty good. Kirby's a pretty good pitcher, too. Lambert is going for Houston, and Houston is terrible. We just saw them over the weekend in Cincinnati. I think you've got some value with Houston. They didn't use anybody back into that bullpen against the Reds the last couple of nights. We've seen this total go from 8.5 to 9. That also always usually favors is an indication of some value in an underdog. Minus 140 is the Seattle. You could find Houston plus 120-ish, depending on where you shop. I'm taking Houston tonight at home. They're at home in this one. They're a bad team. They're only a plus 120, though, to George Kirby and the Mariners. A good team with a good pitcher. That's a short number. Give me Houston in this one tonight at home against Seattle. One more under I like tonight. Also, let's go under in that same game. Seattle and Houston, Kirby and Lambert. Let's go under the total there. 58% of the tickets are on the over. It's kind of like the Tampa-Toronto game. Not much on the over in this one, but we see this total at 9. I'll go under this total, 9 here tonight. Seattle and Houston. So our Mac Daddy Stogies tonight, all over the leagues. Give me the two zigzags. Detroit getting 3.5 in Cleveland. Lakers getting 10.5 at home, 11.5 at home against OKC. Let's go under the total, Detroit-Cleveland. Let's take two sides in Major League Baseball, Tampa and Houston, and let's go under in those games in Toronto and in Houston. Those are your Mac Daddy Stogies. Take them to the desert, smoke them. Thanks so much for joining us. And until the next time, as always, may the winners be yours. King, when do the Reds play again? Tomorrow, right? Yeah. I need hockey picks. Thank you. Thank you very much.